from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
An Odyssey Station.
Runner goes from first. That one is lined into center field. Grisham makes the play. Oh, what a play by Grisham as he forces a 12th inning.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Three career walk-offs. 1-2 pitch.
Solano on the ground to left. Kim's coming from third. The Dodgers had a 5-0 lead. Not anymore. Padres walk it off.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
They're going to have to go the distance here if they're going to take this one to Golden Point. Alon Amar, Ramsey, Cedric, Spiff. Cedric's away. Cedric up over the 50, the 40. She's going to take it all the way. Cedric for the USA.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan.
Hump day!
Happy hump day, everybody. Hello, happy Wednesday. How are we feeling? How are we doing?
Feeling good.
Yeah,
I think I'm
good.
Finally readjusted from all last week.
Took you a long time to do that.
It did.
Might be an indicator of age there, old man.
No, that was, it was more of an ordeal than your normal, typical travel, other stuff. And I came back and I had Hops games right away. The 3-hour time difference totally messed me up.
Yeah, Indy's a sneaky 3 hours.
It's
not
Eastern
two.
Time zone, yeah, and yeah. That messed me up more than anything.
Yeah, the time zone thing can, you know what was weird is I've had...
Because I was working and I was worried, you know, I got my alarm in my phone.
Well, you're thinking about our time zone.
I set a wake-up call, and yeah. I'm worried about making sure, well, how early do I need to get up? So I'm there and I'm set up for you guys when you come in and... If something goes wrong or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, explain this one. I've gone to Central Time and felt it for about a day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Vietnam, which is almost an entire day
See,
ahead.
See, vacation's something different because you're not, you hopefully.
They're like 14 hours
well, I
ahead
know,
of us.
But it's so different. Now, coming back, when you go there.
I didn't have it either way.
Oh, okay.
Got home. It there was Christmas. We were like, all right, cool.
Well, I think it more has to do with how quickly you have to readjust to a schedule as opposed to vacation. If you go at, you know, the holiday time and you're coming back and you're not having to jump right back into it.
I mean, that certainly probably helped. But I remember when we left on my birthday or the day before my birthday. The travel day was just so long. And when we landed in Vietnam, it was my birthday, but it was night. But we had been traveling all day.
Yeah.
And I think Vietnam is, it's either 14 or 13 hours ahead.
Right.
So, like, in a weird way, it's day in America. We landed in Vietnam at night.
And it's the next day.
And nobody's tired.
Yeah.
So we met up with some family of the in-laws, and we hung out, and it's then we went upstairs, and we were like, we kind of have to try to go to sleep because otherwise we're screwed. Oh, I don't know if you just
then, like, stayed up the whole time.
We couldn't because we ended up going on, like, a massive tour the very next day is when some of that stuff started. And so, like, we all kind of had to force ourselves to go to sleep at, like, 11:30 at night, and none of us were tired.
Yeah, exactly.
It was not good, but, like, fell asleep, got, like, 5-6 hours, woke up just fine.
Yeah.
Time zone differences are weird how that happens.
Yeah.
But you're probably right. Like, the busier you are, the more you have to work when you're doing it. There's a lot of elements. And then you get back, and you're just, like, you're instantly jumping into work.
Yeah. I mean, fortunately, yeah, I landed. Plus, I flew at weird times, so I went straight from the football stadium to the airport. No direct flight, so it's an 8-hour ordeal to get back, and I landed at 11:30, head-hitting pillow like 12:30, 1 o'clock. You're still wired a little bit
for sure,
all that. And then, fortunately, I didn't have to do the radio show. Thank goodness. Sorry you had to take another day, but there was no way I was doing that show.
It was great to get my day off, move to a day when it rained all day. That was fantastic.
I played golf on Monday morning.
That sounds awful.
Oh, no, it was delight. One,
you're playing golf in the rain?
It was a little mist. It wasn't cold. I had my big umbrella, right into my push cart. There was hardly anybody on the course. I walked 18 holes in 2 hours and 40 minutes. It was absolutely delightful.
You know, I talked about this a little bit when you were over there, and it may have been the day that you got back, but you weren't in here. And it was, Indy doesn't have a lot of direct flights. It's not.
None from Portland. There was a couple of jokes made. It's like, yeah, there's no.
Yeah.
Like, you can go to you can go to Chicago, you can go to LA, you can go to, you know, New York, you can go to Atlanta.
It's a random town, but, like, if you
but
think about
it. But it's a convention town.
That's what I was gonna say, is they host an F ton of stuff.
There's massive amounts of hotels. And if you do ever go, the one nice thing was I didn't have to rent a car.
Everything's just right in the
Everything
hub, right?
is within like a mile. The stadium was like 0.8 miles from my hotel. And the basketball arena's down there. Their AAA baseball stadium's down there. The convention center is down there.
Did you go to McAfee's?
I didn't.
He's supposed to be right there, too.
Oh, I didn't know exactly where he was.
He's got, I think it's like right, it's like a, because all the coaches were going from the Lucas Oil to his place, and then they go back and do more media stuff.
So, if you went in, if you wanted to go see a game, if your football team was playing, like, the football stadium was cool. Like, if you're going to do an indoor stadium, that was pretty cool.
Pretty good setup, huh?
Really good setup. Good sight lines.
Yeah.
The brick, the windows there were kind of cool.
I'm just jealous of them. They get Final Fours. They get the media days. They get the combine. Like, it just feels like the Indy 500. It's a sneaky.
That
like,
was
get
part
a lot
of the
things.
Coolest thing of the whole trip was because I flew in during the day. It was a gorgeous day. We flew right over Butler University.
Okay. How small, big? What do we do?
Bigger footprint than I thought.
Okay.
And then flew over the racetrack, the speedway.
Yeah.
And I knew it was big.
Sure.
It's massive.
Yeah, it is.
300,000 people. The golf course is there on the side. I was like, flew over some gorgeous looking country clubs, like Bushwood style. Like, like, they were manicured, tree lined. I was like, oh, I'd like to play there. I'd like to play there.
You know, when you see something like Butler, I'm always curious to see small schools like that I know of. Like, when we went to Omaha, Creighton is in Omaha.
Yeah.
Tiny.
Oh.
It looks like a high school.
No, Butler had a decent, I mean, I knew it wasn't a massive school, but you saw the baseball field look really nice.
Yeah. The basketball team's giving them a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
That thing has done a lot of good things for that university. I'm a little jealous of Indianapolis, and I just can't believe I said that out loud.
Yeah, well, there's no reason in Portland other than sheer willpower that
Well, the way our city is set up,
we couldn't have all these things.
It's a little odd.
You just have to want to have it, and for some reason, the powers that be don't want to have it.
I agree.
Or want too many damn rules about how we get it.
I agree, but I slightly disagree. I do think it's a weird setup for us of like bridge. It's like you're hubbed in the city, but if you use the Moda, you're bridging over. Now, you could certainly say you can build more infrastructure by the Moda Center, and we'll get to that today. But
yeah, I really don't. It's not that big a deal.
It's big enough for us to not get anything. We get like a Final Four in 2031. We've had a couple tournaments. We don't really get much.
Well, some of that is how many times did... I mean, you actually have to... Like, Paul Allen would have to apply to have it. Now, I don't know. I know he did. He tried a few times, and I don't know if he just... was tired of being told no about bringing an all-star game or something like that.
Yeah.
But you actually somebody has to apply and want to bring it here.
Well, we had the draft in 92.
Yes, I was there.
Why did we get the draft in 92? We haven't gotten it since.
That was part of, it was the first time they took it out, but that was leading into the Dream Team and the Tournament of the Americas, which was played here.
That's right, because it went draft and then that, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Drexler, by the way, speaking of the Dream Team, very random note.
What about our boy Clyde?
Well, he was here with Big Three.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law shot me a photo yesterday. Clyde Drexler is going to be at a grand opening of a Dick's in Jansen Beach.
Yeah, I've gotten like three press releases saying, you want to come out and cover it and whatever, and I'm just... No.
Him, who was it? It was him.
There were
Golden Tate is on there.
Yeah, there were a few random names. He's probably got some endorsement deal with Dick's. Now, supposedly this is going to be some new concept massive store out there. I didn't read the entire...
Olivia Moultrie.
Yeah, she's the young teenager with the thorns. She was, I think, 15 when she signed. She had to file some court cases.
To be able to play.
To be able to sign a contract at that age and play.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're doing Clyde, her, and then Tate. And okay. I'm like, this is random. Like, this Dick's opening in Jansen Beach is some big deal.
Some ginormous new Dick's concept store.
They asked if you wanted to cover it.
Yeah, if media wanted to.
What would you do?
I don't know.
Would Clyde even talk to you?
I don't know. I can send you I think I can find the email.
I just like.
You're curious about it.
I'm not like
curious. You want to go cover Clyde?
No, I don't really have a lot of interest in that. I'm more curious why they think
plus,
people
plus, I'm sure you
want
to drive to Jansen Beach on the weekend.
I mean, my God. I used to like Jansen Beach once
upon
a time.
Jansen Beach was the place when I was growing up. That little amusement park out there. They had some other stuff going on.
Yep.
That was one of the big, big malls when
Hooters
were a thing.
Yeah.
Yep. I did see there's actually a Hooters in Indianapolis.
Really?
I did see, the little sign. I was like, oh, there's still Hooters places. did not go see how the talent was in Indianapolis at Hooters.
I think I last went to Hooters when... the Beaverton location. I think it's a Buffalo Wild Wings now.
Yes.
I went to that one my senior year.
We did a few events there back in the day, a few live shows. When
really?
We used to
at the Hooters?
Live shows.
Well, and you also used to have fangirls and...
Oh, yes.
Much different culture in radio back
Things are
then.
Different now,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, much different, yes. The concept of Hooters now seems really funny that was a thing.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we're not a strip club, but...
I went to, I remember
close.
One time in my previous job before I came here, so this has got to be close to 30 years ago, the headquarters of the company I worked for was in Philadelphia. And so you would have, every once in a while, you go back for some big training seminar thing, whatever.
Yeah.
There's some... original or close to original Hooters back in Philadelphia on the riverfront there that were...
Their locations have to have dwindled, though, right?
Oh, yeah, by far.
Like, I'm surprised to hear there's even one open in Indianapolis.
I kind of thought that was appropriate, like Indianapolis.
Very Midwest, like Bible Belt, like, hey, we care about values, but we're
going
to Hooters.
What I did not see downtown were, strip joints like we have here. In Portland. I don't know if they're in a particular part of town or if they're not there at all.
293 locations in 29 countries, 42 states. Hooters is still thriving.
I think at their height, they were
293, and you're just that's a lot, man.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an international franchise,
they're 42 states. They're in almost every state in the union. Yeah. I mean, we haven't had one of those in a while. That one in Jansen Beach, I don't remember when it closed, but
yeah, it's now a chicken place.
Oh, is it?
I think.
I just remember always seeing the Hooters sign on the freeway.
Well, it used to be, what was it called before? Waddles or something?
Waddles, I think you're right.
Eat at Waddles.
So a Dick's opening in Jansen Beach. It's like, is this supposed to be revitalizing Jansen Beach? Is that the idea of this?
I don't know.
And what makes it a Super Dick's? It's an extra big Dick's? Is that what you were saying?
Okay, now I'm going to go find the email.
Is it literally like, hey, we're really big dicks? There's a lot to do here. You could hit baseballs.
Having fun with this, are we?
Well, no, I'm asking. You struck my curiosity. All
right, let me go.
You said it was a specialty dick, so I want to know what's so special about this dicks.
All right, let me go. I got to find it.
Okay, you look it up, and we'll do this. We'll set the show up here. We got Keith Smith. He's going to join us coming up at 8 a.m., I want to ask Keith Smith, front office sports, Spotrac. I want to ask him about the Jeremy Grant Lakers stuff. Also, viable options for Anthony Simons to potentially be traded to.
All right. This says it is a next generation Dick's store to open in Jansen Beach.
Next gen Dick's.
Friday, yes. August 2nd.
All right.
Dick's Sporting Goods is excited to bring an all-new Dick's Next Generation store to Jansen Beach.
Okay.
The new store format completely revolutionizes the most typical 50,000-square-foot Dick's store. It will feature team sports offerings, baseball, soccer, lacrosse, more.
Wow.
A house of cleats. Multiple golf hitting bays with TrackMan technology.
Okay.
Expanded premium footwear selection.
All right.
So there you go.
Like a half a football field so I can actually test some shoes and stuff.
There you go.
That's what stores are missing now, being able to put shoes on and go somewhere to run.
I'm curious about the House of Cleats.
Yeah, me too. I have to check that out.
Do they have golf cleats there for you?
Yeah. You know what? I bet they do. It's a next-gen Dick's. Well, we got a good show today. We're going to stat or story it up at 8:15. Keith Smith will join us at 8. I got an NFL zigger-zag for you, my man.
All right.
Are you excited for NFL Zigzag?
I am excited.
I didn't get to do it last week. It was a weird show last Wednesday.
It was a weird show.
You were like, hey, I might not have any guests. I might have a guest.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, oh, here they come early.
The day you said, I won't be there early, I'll have nothing at 6.
That was the last day, and all of a sudden, here's PJ Fleck.
And I'm like, what? We got a guest? Okay, here we go. Let's row the boat. So we'll do NFL Zigzag at 6:45. I got a college football list.
I have one of the best stat or story stories I've ever come across.
I'm pretty happy with the stat or story I came up with. It's not the coolest one. It's maybe not the best one, but I'm proud of it.
It has a local tie, and I'm shocked. Growing up here, I never heard this story.
Next gen Dick.
Better than that.
Okay. All right. Well, better than next generation Dicks. We've got stat or story at 8:15. Let's start. Did this team win or did this team lose? Some say yes, some say no. And how you're feeling, Jason Swigard. We'll start there. Dirt and Sprague, good to be with you on this hump day on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in didn't get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, a lot to get into today. Some pretty big NFL news. Some sleepers in the NFL to play today. We got NFL Zigger Zag. Some college football to get into. Keith Smith at 8 a.m. You did send me the Big Dicks email. Indeed. They couldn't be bothered to spell Portland correctly there. Clyde Drexler, former Portlandian guard. Really? That seems like one of the things you don't screw up in that email.
Yeah.
Spelled Dixon correctly, I'd be less offended. The MLB trade deadline came and went. We hardly knew thee.
There was a massive flurry of activity right at the deadline, but very few. The biggest names that were possibly going to be on the move, Crochet, the starter with the White Sox.
He wanted an extension, reportedly screwed the White Sox out of it.
Vlad Jr., there were rumors. Yep. He stayed in Toronto, Snell, but everybody else. Anywhere. Snell staying at the Giants, but the Giants actually acquired a couple pieces.
I couldn't tell what the Giants are. Are they in or are they out?
You know what I mean? There was a little of that.
It's a little bit of both. The Marlins sold off.
The Marlins had a fire sale. The Blue Jays had a fire sale. The White Sox had a fire sale, and the Rays had a fire sale.
I would argue I don't know if I would say the White Sox had a fire sale. I think the White Sox suck, and they just got rid of their players. So you call it a fire sale if you want. Yeah. It was interesting reading some pieces about this. The Mariners obviously made multiple moves. Garcia. How do you say the pitcher's name that they reacquired? JT Chagua?
Chagua.
Chagua.
Yeah.
Chagua. And then obviously a Rosarena and Turner. I was reading one of the CBS pieces, and it was basically just a crap fest on the MLB trade deadline, which I thought was relatively active. Like, yeah, some of the bigger names we thought would get moved didn't get moved. But I thought there were teams that were aggressive, that added multiple players. And I dive into this article, and they're basically like, meh, meh, not good, meh, overrated, meh, not going to do anything. And I'm like,
yeah, I was watching MLB Network there after kind of all the live Olympic stuff sort of died down.
What were they saying on MLB Network?
The biggest curiosity they had was Eloy Jimenez going to the Orioles. They couldn't figure that one out.
Just what Baltimore's doing?
Yeah, what Baltimore was doing.
Hoping he revitalizes his career.
Well, they were curious to know if possibly it meant somebody that they think is going to come back is not going to come back.
Possibly.
That sort of thing.
That's what happens in team building.
The Jack Flaherty to the Dodgers right near the deadline, that was probably the biggest eye raiser as the deadline counted down.
Well, Flaherty has had an interesting little run here the last couple years, but there's a lot of people that really loved what your Doyers did, man. You guys addressed some pitching woes.
They addressed that. Yeah, they got Kopech to help shore up the bullpen, which if you heard me from the very beginning of the season, preseason, I told you I'm concerned about that bullpen. They have a $500 million payroll and nobody that I have confidence in to go in a high leverage situation and get three outs.
Yeah.
So maybe they got that guy.
Did it make you feel better about that problem?
Yes. Yes. Flaherty, it just more options for Doc Roberts because his biggest flaw as a manager is handling the bullpen because he gets his head too buried in the analytics sometimes and just doesn't look and see. That guy's not throwing strikes. He's just not throwing strikes.
Right.
So, and they picked up a couple of utility bats. They got Kiermaier. They got Edmund in that three-team deal with. So, there was a lot of speculation on where Mookie Betts is going, where they're going to put him when he's healthy and comes back from his broken hand.
Jerry DePoto was asked about the moves the Mariners made.
I don't have any issues with what the Mariners did.
Well, they got a win yesterday against Boston, which is a good win because Boston has turned their season around for themselves. He said, I want to make sure I quote this properly, we got meaningfully better than where we were a week ago. And it's interesting because I was reading this CBS article I'm citing. Said they were a loser at the trade deadline. Said Mariners entered 28th in runs, 30th in average, 26th in on-base percentage, and 27th in slugging. Like the addition of Rosarena, fine, but I'd like it a ton better if they had a supporting cast. If he were the supporting cast, not the lead, they also had a 39-year-old Justin Turner. Hopefully Julio comes back and looks like himself. A Rosarena plays up to his ceiling, and Turner provides steady batting average in OPB. Cal Raleigh is good. Maybe DePoto did everything to try to pry Luis Robert from the White Sox, and there weren't exactly a lot of impact hitters out there. It's just like I said, doesn't seem like enough, which means a failure. And I couldn't have disagreed with this more.
I don't think it was a failure.
They play in the worst division in baseball, yeah. And they improved their offense, which was just flailing to the bottom. What are we talking about?
Yeah, the intangible piece of those two acquisitions are a couple of players that have played in World Series and a lot of postseason.
Big stage moments, yes.
And so can they not only, when it's time for clutch hits for the Mariners, not, you know, strike out and leave runners on base.
Yeah.
What wisdom, what help can they impart to all these young Mariners that really haven't experienced postseason run.
The only reason I say I like it, I'm not sitting here telling you it was a grand slam, amazing trade deadline.
No, I don't have them all of a sudden guarantee locked to win the division over what Houston's doing.
No, well, Houston's also kind of in similar, like, experience, knowing what to do in a moment type stuff, but they play in the worst division in baseball.
Yeah. So the Angels, like, the Angels are mailing in. They shut down Trout. Trout's not coming back this year.
What? I'm stunned.
So it was rehab from meniscus surgery.
He is going to have the weirdest career of a pro athlete probably in my lifetime. Who was Mike Trout? Well,
he was the greatest player in baseball for a decade and never got to the playoffs.
Never won. At least I get to see Ohtani finally in the postseason. The Athletics are terrible. The Angels are garbage. The Rangers are very blah this year after winning the World Series. And the Astros are not the traditional Astros here. It's not like this amazing move that makes me put the Mariners in the World Series contender, but again, they play in such a garbage division that they needed some offense. They added some stuff. They went and got a couple pitchers. So yeah, I can't put them in a loser category. They may not have won the deadline, but
no,
because of their division, I thought they made the right positive moves.
They were
in the
smart
right
moves. I the individual moves on their own, no issues.
They
with.
Almost never make moves at the deadline.
Exactly.
These are the opposite.
So,
like, what, we're
Mariner
selling?
Fans, now you hope they come in and it works. There's no guarantee. The only lock guarantee that looks like it was brilliant was the Yankees getting Jazz Chisholm.
Well, that's paid off goodness. The first couple games, hasn't it? They almost blew that game last night to the Phillies, but it's paid off for them in a big way. He's going yard with Aaron
Judge. That game
Judge.
Wouldn't end. That game was exciting down the stretch.
12 innings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Almost a comeback win for the Phillies there. Not a good start for your Doyers either post-deadline.
No. That was hideous.
Five-run lead.
You can't blow five-run leads with a $500 million payroll.
At least the Padres are a respectable, good team, though. The Padres are in the thick of the wild card race.
But again, you bring in, I think it was Evan Phillips in the ninth, and he gives up two solo home runs to Machado and Merrill.
You guys are okay.
Come on.
Would you like to know your record?
They're 17 games over 500. They're going to win the division. I don't care about any of that more. They've done that for a decade. You need to win, 14 games in October, whatever it is now.
You're only like two games behind
Philly. 3-4-4. What do we need? 3-4-4. So you need to win 11 games in October.
Yeah, the Phils, I look at the NL and I'm like, I'm not really certain anybody in the Central is going to do anything. It doesn't scare me. The Brewers don't leave me shaking.
No, you got to be able to beat the Phillies. And you can't be giving up ninth inning dingers in that bandbox of a ballpark.
That's probably
when you're
the
out
only
there.
Team you're concerned as a Dodgers fan, right? The Phillies?
Yeah.
Because I don't think the Braves didn't address their pitching or their lineup problems. Like Soler and Luke Jackson aren't enough for me. The Mets didn't do anything, which I didn't understand. The Central's eh. And then below the Doyers, you got the Pods who are having a good year, but they're still 5.5 back. So I know they got the comeback win last night. Interesting trade deadline.
It was. There was a ton of activity, but the real super blockbuster trade did not happen.
It did not have a super blockbuster, but the Mariners made moves. They better capitalize on these moves, man. DePoto's seat should be red hot right now.
Yes.
So they were at least aggressive enough to add a couple pieces.
They need to be in the race with the Astros yes. all the way down the stretch. If they win the division or end up as a wild card, whatever, but if all of a sudden the Astros zoom by them and win by 6 or 7 games, then, yeah, DePoto's should be feeling it.
We will get to some college football at the top of the hour. We got some interesting audio I want to get to. And then also something I'm keeping an eye on. It might be looming. That's next. All right, the poll question is up. Can a new Big Dix save Jansen Beach? Yes or no? We must save Jansen Beach.
God, you're a 12-year-old.
What? We talked about it in the opening segment. Drexler's going to be at this Big Dicks. So is Golden Tate. You can vote at Dirt and Sprague. Let's get to, I got two things I want to get to here. Would you stop it? Damn it. It's a Wednesday. Treating it like it's a Friday out here. Two
Hope
things.
Your daughters are listening.
They know, actually. You want to know a funny story? Coincidentally enough, my youngest, she's 8 years old.
Oh, is she P1 now?
No, she's not a P1. She's not even awake. She's not conscious. She dropped this week in the funniest line. We're in the car, and we were talking about going to some stores, and she goes, Dad, are we going to Dick's? And she's just the way she said it, me and my wife just started laughing. Like, no, we're not going to Dick's. You can vote at Dirt Sprague. Two things I want to get to here in this segment, okay? The first was the ultimate USA walk-off. I mentioned the women's rugby team yesterday.
Yeah.
They've got some beast-ass players. And stop body-shaming women. If they're built very big, they got broad shoulders and they're trucking people, stop body-shaming them on the internet. You're a lousy POS. Anyways, yesterday they lost to New Zealand. No shame in that. New Zealand is known for this stuff. They took on Australia for the bronze.
Yes.
They have never medaled.
No.
And Australia, very similar to New Zealand, very good program.
Tight match. Australia scores a go-ahead try with about a minute
seconds,
and a half to go.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
But missed the conversion. So tries are worth 5 points, conversions are worth 2.
So it's 12-7. There's maybe 10 seconds left. USA is down deep in their own territory, just hoping for something. And this happens.
Steph Rivetti gets there in time. Well, they're going to have to go the distance here if they're going to take this one to Golden Point. Alona Maher. Ramsey. Cedric. Spiff. Cedric's away. Cedric up over the 50, the 40. She's going to take it all the way. Cedric for the USA.
And that's on Peacock. They get a walk-off win to bronze against Australia.
Yeah, so the try tied it up. And then, so if you see, rugby has kind of look like field goal posts, but they're like super tall.
Yeah, and they're also a little closer together, the posts.
And so with a try, the trick, if you haven't watched rugby.
They look like an Arena League field goal.
Yeah, a little
Remember
bit.
Remember the Arena
yeah,
Leagues?
Real the, narrow.
Yeah.
But the conversion, where you kick it from depends on where you actually touch the rugby ball to the ground in the end zone.
Mm.
And whether it's straight. So, USA took off straight up the middle of the field, so the try was straight on. Yep. And they drilled it. Australia's came down the sideline, and so they...
It's an angle.
It was a big angle that hooked a little left.
The run was amazing because it seemed like she was going to get tackled, and then she somehow just, like, stiff-armed her way off, and then she just, bam, yep, burst out in front of everybody. They couldn't catch her. An amazing moment, and well done. USA, we might not be leading in golds, but we've got the most medals so far.
We got the most medals. We're cleaning up silvers in the pool.
I'm okay with that. You know, we're not gonna, maybe we don't get the most golds. They're still early. Let's see what track and field ends up doing. But it's that was fun to watch yesterday, see them medal for the first time. The other thing I wanted to get to in this before we get to NFL Zig or Zag, the Blazers made a trade. Or made a signing, I should say.
Yes. They brought... Now, did they have a... Is there a roster spot?
There is currently not. And okay. So, Sean Hyken... I saw this... It's funny. Me and good friend
because it was
of the
a non-guaranteed deal.
Non-guaranteed camp invite.
Right.
So, me and good friend of the show, Eric Gunderson, saw this. Did the exact same thing 3 seconds apart.
Yeah.
Tweeted out the picture of Wendy with both fingers up. Now, why would they do that?
Exactly.
Because we're all kind of thinking this, right?
Yeah.
It's why we're going to bring Keith
Smith
on today.
I thought they had 15 essentially guaranteed contracts on the roster.
The roster is packed, and
yes,
Hyken did some research, because Woj was very vague with this, just said, hey, we signed Devontae Graham. All right.
Veteran backup point guard.
That was all he basically tweeted. So everybody's like, what does this mean? Is this guarantee? We don't have any spots. It's a non-guaranteed camp invite. However, just hold on to this because it also could be something that they want looming in the chance they trade a point guard.
Yes.
And so that's what I want to talk to Keith Smith about today because I saw this and was like, oh, is this a move?
Yeah, that was my first thought. I was like, oh, are we getting close to doing something and Joe needs an insurance policy?
Even if it's a non-guaranteed camp invite deal, it's still a move that makes you go...
This is a guy that started 170 games in the NBA.
And he's not a very good player, no offense.
Well, he's not a good shooter.
Well, he's better than what they had. Shot 37% last year. Did you see how bad we were?
Well,
we were
the
worst team in the NBA.
Yeah.
It just holster it. I keep, you know, could be a nothing burger. Absolutely. Could be a favor. Also could be, we need a point guard. Let's sign a dude. We'll make it non-guaranteed in case we can't get our deal done. But in the chance we get our deal done,
there
here comes Devontae Graham.
Yeah.
So the Blazers made a signing yesterday and shocked everybody. I was listening to Danny and Dusty, and Danny was like, the Blazers made a signing. He was caught completely flat-footed on it. So it was really funny to listen to that. But, so the Blazers made a signing. Could be a nothing burger. Absolutely nothing to it. Could also be indicating that they're operating in a, let's move Anthony Simons to a legit contender, put him in a spot where he can go somewhere and try to win, because we clearly will not be doing that.
Yes. That would also indicate that they would be moving him for draft picks to a team that has cap space.
I would hope that you're getting draft. I mean, this is, it's maybe it's debatable. That's our best trade asset.
Or it's a 2-for-1. I don't know who else might go with him.
I'm still like hoping the Spurs see him and say, hey, he would actually work really well in a P&R with Wemby. Let's get him here. Because they've got some interesting draft capital.
And Wemby's got to worry about the Olympics. They almost choked yesterday.
I got a hot take for you. They did almost choke against Japan. That happened at the end. My take
of 4-point play late to force overtime.
My take they were going to win by 20 was it aged very poorly, very quickly. That was a horrendous foul call on the 4-point play. Did you see it?
No.
I don't know.
I mean, I saw the highlight. I glanced at the
highlight. I'd like to know where the foul was. He didn't touch his arms. I didn't think he really touched much of his body. Something didn't smell right in the Phoebus. There was some Phoebus stuff going on. Did not smell right. We'll get to more on the Blazers coming up with Keith Smith of Spotrac and Front Office Sports. We'll get his thoughts on the Jeremy Grant Lakers stuff. Is there a team looming that makes a lot of sense for Anthony Simons? He'll join us at 8 a.m. That's going to be our daily ticker today. We got Stat or Story coming up. I got some college football I want to dive into at the top of the hour. But coming up next, NFL Zig or Zag on the Fan.
We got a lot to get to at the top of the hour. A surprise list in college football. And I've been thinking about it long and hard. And we'll talk about it at the top.
All right.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten too dialed in, like I haven't gotten the Phil Steele magazine.
You don't need it for this segment. Okay. This is a very...
Like college football, I'm excited about the games to start. But as far as... Yeah. I know you guys have been more dialed in with recruiting and all of those sorts of things. I just want games to start.
I'm always kind of there with you.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, we overthink this. The returning talent percentage, and they've got this on the tour deep. And I'm like, we know who's going to be really good. We know who's going to be good. Yeah. And who's mid or bad is debatable every year. We'll get to some college football stuff at the top of the hour.
Okay.
But it is time for NFL Zig or Zag. Took a week off. We had Big Ten Media Day.
Big Ten!
It's weird to see that B1G in Autzen. Gotta be honest with you.
Where's the duck gonna be next?
What school will he piss off? We don't know. Let's start. Bring up my show notes here.
Is there a lake or a river running near the Iowa campus?
Would be funny if he just floated a river outside of a media day. You just see him going down. Let's start with a quarterback list. This one from ESPN's Dan Orlovsky. Top five NFC quarterbacks.
I would right now, if you asked me to rank the NFC quarterbacks, it's Matthew Stafford one. I would probably put Jordan Love at two and Brock Purdy at three. But if you flip-flop those guys for me, I would have no argument on that. I'd probably put Kirk Cousins at four and Jared Goff at five.
So his list is Stafford, Love, Purdy, Cousins, Goff. This instantly led to a debate and argument by Harry Douglas, who got quite upset that Dak was not on this list. And then when Orlovsky said, who would you put Dak over? I think he mistakenly said out loud, any of them, to which Orlovsky said, what? Now look, ESPN's drumming up. They want this. They want this conversation looming. It's
and
why they're doing a segment on ESPN now.
Desperate for games to start.
However, we all love doing this. Well, zig or zag.
Sorry, I've been doing this over Dak for a decade, which is why I bailed.
Orlovsky is a fool for leaving off Dak Prescott on his top five NFC quarterback list.
He's not a fool. I will zag. I don't know that he's correct, but I don't know that he's a fool. Dak, in the biggest moments against quality playoff teams, tends to pucker up.
There's nobody on that list you'd put a Dak over?
The only one that came to... Kirkers was a little head-scratching to me.
Kirkers is a very controversial player.
That one, I was like, ahead of Goff? Like...
Yeah, the Kirkers ahead of Goff is a little egregious to me.
You know?
I would even argue... Purdy, and I, you know, so far Purdy is proving
Purdy,
me wrong.
The tough part is because you factor in he was the last guy drafted in his draft, so there's expectations there. But is he a product of just how good that roster is and he's just not messing it up?
Sure.
Or is he truly leading, taking the reins, and I guess maybe we'll start to find that out. Well, this season.
I don't want to be little Brock Purdy.
I don't want to either, but because what he got thrown into and what he was able to do, how many, you know, he still did it.
Well, Nick Mullins didn't do
exactly. How many other guys have tried there with Shanahan and Harbaugh and haven't done what he's done?
I'm more interested in, like, Orlovsky's going off potential and who he likes the most, and so that's okay. Do your list however you want. Jared Goff's been to a Super Bowl. Jared Goff was on the brink
of winning
an NFC
title game with the Lions. Higher on that
list. Like, yeah. Goff might have been my number two on that list.
It's not like Goff was bad with the Rams either.
That's what he went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He said, come on, what are we doing here? Love, one season of starting. Purdy, people still don't give him full credit. So if you put them lower on the list, Kirkers is not.
I would have put
Dak on the list over Kirkers.
But he's not a fool.
Okay. The Bears, who are getting ready for the Hall of Fame game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Had some big news yesterday announcing they signed DJ Moore, their wide receiver, to a four-year deal.
Yes, Caleb Williams was happy.
Sources told multiple reporters that it was for $110 million with $82 guaranteed. It makes Moore the seventh highest paid receiver in the NFL, but it's the third most guaranteed money at his position. He had 1,300-plus receiving yards, eight tutties, swag. The Bears got DJ Moore, Caleb Williams in the Bryce Young trade. Zigger zag, this will be a top three draft trade ever.
Well, do we consider Herschel Walker a draft trade? That was the greatest draft trade ever.
I'll let you define that. Well,
they got 8 billion draft picks out of it,
sure,
and put their Super Bowl, half their Super Bowl team together.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Okay.
The Giants getting Eli in that draft deal.
Really?
They ahead got of, two Super Bowls out of Eli.
They did. There's one pretty obvious one of a quarterback currently dominating the NFL that we're like, hey, they traded up and got him when nobody else wanted him.
Oh, CJ?
Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
Mahomes was drafted like 10th.
Yeah. I don't know. It's too early to tell.
They got maybe the best quarterback
That's
ever.
True.
I don't care what they traded.
No, it's not. It's not top three. I'll zag.
Not top three.
No.
All right.
As I started going through the Rolodex of draft day trades.
You may change tune, though, if the Bears do start becoming successful.
It's not number three right now. You still have to go out and earn it, and the Bears are still the Bears.
Final one for you here. Let's go to Denver, Colorado. I got a two zigzag. Two and one.
We got multiple forks in the road.
Broncos rookie Bo Nix has had a fairly positive camp thus far.
Good.
And Troy Franklin is getting some buzz as well.
Excellent.
Bo Nix had a 6.4 air yard average in college, which ranked him 120th in the FBS last year. The Broncos were 28th in this category at 7.1 yards. Mm. Zigger zag, Nix and the Broncos will be in the top 20 in air yards per pass this season.
Per pass attempt or completed?
Attempt.
I'm going to zag because I think they're going to have to throw it a ton because I still think they're going to be trying to play from behind a little bit.
So they will be in the top 10, so you would zig.
They won't be in the top 20. Isn't that what you... They'll be in the top 20?
Yes.
I'll say zag. They won't be in the top 20 because I think they'll have a lot of incompletions.
Okay. And final one, Troy Franklin will become a top three pass-catching weapon in Denver this year. Zig or zag?
Top three for Denver?
For Denver.
He's in the... Yes, I will zig on that.
Okay.
I don't think they have a lot at that position. And if he catches... He's going to get open as long as he's got his hands in place.
Speedy guy, but he's a little skinny.
Yep.
Skinny mini out there.
Yeah, but you can't rough up the receivers the way you used to anymore.
Touche. There we go. NFL Zigger Zag. We do it every Wednesday at 6:45. We have a lot to get to in the second hour. I'm kicking it off with college football. Our good friend may have stepped in it a little bit, but in a good way. Okay. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.